T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A Chicago police search for two missing men has led them to a submerged car in DuSable Harbor. Family members have been searching for 21-year-old Antonio Lemon and 22-year-old Joey Ramos since Sunday when they didn't return home after a night out. Police eventually tracked a cell phone to the lake at the east end of Randolph Street and located a car in the water. It was captured on surveillance camera going into the harbor and now is being recovered.
I'm kind of hoping it's not them.
But at the same time, it's been torture.
It's torture and it brings closure and at least we know, but I hope it's not them.
Police say they know who they're looking for in last weekend's murder of a married couple in Buffalo Grove.
Buffalo Grove police believe 64-year-old Anatoly Ermak was the person who shot to death a 69-year-old man and his 64-year-old wife Sunday night. Ermak is believed to be armed and dangerous and may be driving a white Nissan Versa hatchback with Florida license plates. The victims' names have not yet been made public. They had driven into their condo's underground garage in the 100 block of Lake Boulevard around 8:15 Sunday night. Police say security video shows a man walk up to their car, have a brief conversation with them, and fire at close range. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Another racist incident has been reported in a western suburb, this time at a school.
Naperville Central High School's principal says the students behind an ad posted online that showed a black student with the title Slave for Sale have been identified and disciplined. The post comes weeks after Naperville earned national attention for a race-related incident at a Buffalo Wild Wings, in which a customer told staff that he did not want to be seated near black people. In an email to parents, the principal says the sentiment in the ad is not reflective of the high school, and the students will face appropriate disciplinary consequences. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Classes at Whitney Elementary School in Lake Zurich are canceled today and tomorrow after a fire at the school yesterday. Officials say initial information indicates the fire was caused by a malfunctioning fan motor. The University of Chicago Medical Center plans to transfer high-risk patients as it prepares for another nurses' strike next week.
The one-day strike would fall just before Thanksgiving, and the hospital said it is struggling to line up enough qualified substitute nurses. The hospital and the union are bargaining over a new contract, and it is possible the strike could be averted. But if it plays out like the nurses' one-day strike in September, the hospital will lock out the union members for 5 days, saying it needs to guarantee the replacements a minimum amount of work. Dave Marcette, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The days are numbered for Maya after outgrowing the ceiling of a desert house at the Garfield Park Conservatory.
More than 12 feet of Maya is above the roof. In April, they removed a pane of glass to let her bloom. An agave plant like Maya is not used to the cold.
She's likely shivering with a shroud of snow on her.
Ray Jorgensen, floriculturist at Garfield Park Conservatory, says the plan is to bring her down before Thanksgiving, and they want to preserve the top 25 feet of Maya. Jorgensen says that involves lifting her from the top, and he says that involves a large crane.
So we're kind of hoping that someone in the spirit of the holiday finds altruism in them, you know, within them to come to our rescue, maybe.
So Garfield Park Conservatory is asking for someone to donate the use of a large crane for Maya. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.